Also traffic.
Sunrise, and the people some in the community call the Children of Satan are harvesting vegetables from the place they've mockingly named Hell's Garden. The women stoop, stretch, strain, and sweat to pick carrots and beetroot. Their dresses drag in the dark soil. They're mentally disabled, brain damaged from conditions like cerebral palsy. Hobeni is deep in the heartland of the Xhosa people. People here generally believe that witches, evil spirits, and the devil are responsible for cursing the mentally ill. For that reason, the families of those with mental disabilities are often ashamed of them. Some are tied up and even chained and hidden away. Some mentally ill people in Hobeni suffer intense mistreatment. Almost all the women working on the home's farm have been raped.
At a point last year, we had 10 residents, 9 of them female, and 9 of them coming from having been raped or molested previously. In this area, the mentally disabled girls, they are being taken advantage of, like in no other place, I'm sure. It's hurting us, you know.
Alex Gunther, a highly qualified therapist, is the home's director.
The worst is that it happens so often that it's even normal to the community. To us, it's shocking. To them, it's normal. It's what happens to a mentally disabled girl.
Atikayo Lutolo, the crippled and spastic, learned to stand. Those who've been silent for years begin to talk. Residents are taught very basic reading and writing and to cook and clean for themselves. Gunther gives them dignity for the first time in their lives and helps them to feel human. One of the mentally ill women sweeps a floor while her children play nearby. Gunther says most of her patients are between the ages of 14 and 22 and have been raped repeatedly by different men.
The one was raped when she was 10 and getting water from the spring, you know, with her other mentally disabled sister.
Another brain-damaged girl was attacked when her relatives left her alone in a hut.
The drunk guy came into the house, locked the house with her inside, locked the house, started to rape her. The other children luckily ran for help, and then many adults came to rescue her and beat up the rapist, but she was already raped.
Supper time at the home. The mud and dung dining hall is a maelstrom of sound. Children chase chickens that squawk in terror. Diners joke and babies wail.
We don't allow our disabled residents to go outside the yard alone. They always go two or with an adult or with a male, you know, because crossing the rivers, if you go from here like to the shop, you have to cross two rivers and go through two forests. Where anything can happen, you know.
Gunther says mentally ill girls are raped all the time in Hobeni.
Some of the girls we have here at Ikayalokolo now, they are here because the mothers say, sooner or later my girl will be raped and I don't want that. So they know we give 24-hour care. It can't happen here, you know.
District Chief Patrick Fudumele says men purposely target mentally ill girls and women because they know their victims won't be able to identify them.
I'm very, very angry sometimes. They make me very, very cross. We are just phoning the police immediately when they are committing that. Just phone the police and arrest the rapist who raped the children who are mentally handicapped.
But the chief adds that most people don't believe the girls when they say they've been raped. As an example, Gunther refers to a recent assault on a little girl near Ikayalutolo. She says the crime was committed by a man who everyone thought was a good person.
But at that time he wasn't caught and he denied, and the community believed him. Look, this is a disabled girl, probably she's getting confused. They believed him. When he did it the second time with the other girl, now we knew. He was in jail, but that was 2 years ago. I hope he is still there.
Gunther, however, maintains it's extremely rare for anyone in Hobeni to be arrested, tried and convicted for a crime against someone who's mentally disabled. She says basic human rights are denied such a person because they are not considered to be fully human. Suddenly, Gunther's interrupted. Her patients are playing football. Everyone whoops and shrieks and tears after the ball, the ragged and the raped. Their shabby dresses fly into the air. There's a great cry of near hysterical mirth when the boy with Down syndrome scores and celebrates, only to realize that he scored for the wrong team. And the sunset turns Hell's Garden into a dappled heaven of laughter, while the day dies in purple and pink iridescence and eventually casts a burnt orange blanket over the turquoise sky. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Hobeni, South Africa. Yeah.